In March, Governor Herbert signed HB 155, which lowers the state DUI level to 0.05, into law with a caveat that any unintended consequences resulting from the bill be addressed during the legislature's downtime. Summer is upon us, and state officials are doing just that. June's meeting marks the second on the topic.
If you guys do this 0.05 law, other states are going to talk about it. And what it's actually going to do, though, is distract from those really high BAC drivers.
That is Sarah Longwell, managing director of the American Beverage Institute. And even though she's based in D.C., she gave a heated testimony at the Transportation Interim Committee hearing.
I don't know if you know this, but in Utah, you have the second lowest compliance rate for ignition interlock installations. And instead of putting your resources into ensuring that people comply with that law, you're going to go after somebody who's had one or two drinks.
The bill sponsor, Representative Norm Thurston, claims the new law won't distract from more serious offenses and will be cheap to implement.
There's this sort of odd belief out there that we can only do one thing at a time in public safety. I hear the same argument from people who say, well, there are other problems out there. Why are you focusing on this one instead of that one? The reality is that when we work with public safety, we are focusing on all of the problems.
Representative Thurston is skeptical of outside special interest groups, such as Longwell's. Instead, he's confident his bill enjoys much support within Utah.
ABI in particular has spent a lot of money to claim that this law is unfair or that it's going to target the wrong people or things like that. It turns out that it's not true, that it's not unfair, and it doesn't target the wrong people. But to the extent that there has been any bad press, it's been generated by the industry itself.
Utah's new DUI limit will take effect at the end of the year. Though he didn't say what specifically, Representative Thurston does plan to address HB 155 in the next session. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.